T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former Patriot Antonio Brown seen here turning himself into a Florida jail last night after accusations he and his trainer attacked a moving truck driver at his home.
Get off my lawn.
Dale Arnold.
At a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message.
Oh my God! My God!
Rich Keefe.
Who says no to this trade? Gordon Haywood for Stephen Adams.
People need to relax.
Dale and Keith, middays.
I'll let this cat out of the bag. Plunk the cat into a big pot
like
full
acid,
of water.
Right? Right.
Into a big pot
yeah,
full of water. We're going to boil the cat.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
As if everybody hasn't done that before. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is an unusual Friday for us because in just a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by Michael Irvin. We don't, first of all, that's much earlier than he normally joins us, but he's on an airplane today. And after he talks with us, he's going to go get on a plane and we'll be on one until like 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we didn't have much choice in timing. We like talking to him anyway, but it will literally be in just a couple of minutes. But Andy Hart is in the house. Rich Keefe, the swordsman, is in the house.
Right. Swordsman.
I actually did watch the video and I was kind of, I'll be honest, I was somewhat impressed.
Should be.
Then I found out that his entire technical crew, the fruit flinger and the photographer was the exact same person, and she was doing it under protest.
She did a nice job, though, I thought. She was the only person there that was above the age of 6.5 months that could, that could do anything
for us. And you couldn't expect her to film it.
Not
and
your
yet.
Daughter was in a safe area, right?
She was right behind me.
No,
because your follow-through was concerning.
She was in one of those Bjorns. She was right there. And I was holding on her like a kangaroo, and I was able to do it. No, but I think we had to start somewhere. And it was a banana. Great success. So now the next step.
I heard
step,
Greg cast aspersions on whether or not you missed said banana.
Well, he thought it was like
I thought
magic.
You did it first, but then I looked at it more closely. No,
legit.
You got it. You
how
got
many
it.
Takes was it?
Well, two. But the only reason why it was two takes was because the first one wasn't in slow-mo, and we realized it would look a lot better if it was in slow-mo. So I'm like, get me another banana.
If people couldn't tell whether you hit it in slow-mo, what was it going to look like in real speed?
Well, in fast speed, you can't even tell. It just like hits the ground. But Greg was accusing me of some sort of witchcraft.
Skullduggery.
Like, that's actually even more impressive. If you think I know how to manipulate the whole thing, that's more difficult than just slicing up with a sword. So anyway, on the way home today, I'll probably pick up a honeydew melon or a cantaloupe and just go from there.
How about meat?
Yeah,
big old steak or something.
Wiggy wants a pig carcass.
Well, that's what
he already killed a squirrel.
No, that was not me.
Yeah, sure.
I
find it a little coincidental. Squirrel head. Sword back-to-back days.
I admit the timing is a little odd.
Even Aaron Hernandez is like, that seems fishy.
No, that was a little off. It was a clean cut, too, on that
on
that
like
squirrel.
A sword.
That's
like
a good point.
Way cleaner than I would
OJ's
have
going to do a video like about it. I've seen this before.
Like a burning hot sword.
Hey, no, I mean, Twitter world, yours truly.
You got to have hobbies.
Just saying.
You know, you got to keep yourself entertained.
And
my
slicing fruit with a sword is high on most people's lists.
Now, is there an end goal stuff here? Like, are you going to take this show on the road, like Carrot Top?
Is this No, this is like a Gallagher meets, you know,
you going to do
Thurman
this? Like,
Kill
gonna,
Bill?
I'll see you at the Wang Center.
Sure. I
don't think I'd pay much.
No. And you know what was the real problem was more people were commenting, because again, if you missed it, I tweeted out at Keefe21, me cutting up a banana with a sword, and it was on my deck, and... The deck is pretty much covered in snow still, except for one path.
You just
lazy ass
path.
Shoveling.
So that path is for my dog, because that's the way
you
he goes out.
You don't clean the deck off?
We don't even really use the deck right now, because it's...
You don't have a grill?
So that's the backyard.
Oh,
yeah,
I grill in the winter.
Me too.
No,
I did it last night.
Yeah, but I can walk to the grill's actually, you know, if you just keep panning over, it's right over there. But... I don't know. I shovel the whole driveway. I'm exhausted. I shovel one
not
little
in great
path.
Shape.
No, I'm horrible shape. That took me a long time. I shovel one little path for the dog, and everybody. I have this great swordsmith, video, and everyone's like, "Hey, way to go, lazy! Put the sword down and shovel."
Yeah.
I go, that's not about the. It's not about the snow on the deck. It's fine. It's gonna melt soon, right? Aren't we supposed to get another heat wave or something? No. I don't know.
Well, I think there's actually more snow coming.
No, people were very supposed to get. We're not it's getting gone? Now. Now it's going to be rain.
People were very concerned.
It'll wash away then. You're fine.
They were very concerned about how much snow was on my deck. And my wife thought that was the funniest thing. She was so happy that. She's like, see, other people think you're lazy. I go, come on with that. I go, did you see what I can do with a sword?
Hey, can you get the camera? Let's get out of here.
I go, get up. Let's go. Grab this cantaloupe. Throw it at me. She's like, I'll throw it at you. All right. So I might need to get somebody else to help with the videos.
Yeah, maybe that would be more impressive. Yeah. If she's straight in front of you and you do it over your head down upon it so that it splits in half
on
the camera.
One fear with that is...
It hits you in the face.
No, I launched...
Because that's part of why I suggested it. I want to see that.
No, but I launched the sword forward. It goes right at the camera woman.
And I'm watching you on the news.
Yeah, we wouldn't post that.
Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline is NFL Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
What's up, guys? How are you guys?
Good. Doing great, thank you. I know for a fact you've told stories in the fact about mentoring other players around the National Football League, using the benefit of your experiences. Have you reached out and tried to mentor Antonio Brown?
I have not spoken with Antonio Brown. I've spoken to people that are around Antonio Brown and trying to attempt and hopefully get us to have a conversation, but I have not spoken with him directly at all, and I am praying for him, and I just want him to find the desire to get back to I think where his power is, what he is, and he, you know, I think he's missing playing the game, and I hope he start doing the things he needs to do to get back to what he loves. And I hope he starts working towards that.
Michael, do you think there is a chance that he ever plays again? Because the way these last, 10 to 12 months have gone by, I really don't think he will be.
And it's so puzzling to see you that, 7-8 years in the NFL and then to go to this to see what we're seeing right now. It's really puzzling. Just the ashes. And it says something. It says something. We just don't know exactly what all it says, but it is sad to see.
Do you think he's bottomed out? Because a lot of people in these situations say you gotta reach rock bottom before you start digging yourself out of the hole. Has he bottomed out?
I don't know. That's hard to say. That's hard to say, because it's when I watch one, and I'll just share this, when I watch one situation that he was going on and he was live streaming it. And, he was just yelling at the police officers and everything. But his son came out. And his son said, I love you. And he said, I love you back. But he went right back into the tirade. And I'm like, okay, then what do you need to grab? Because if the son didn't grab him, then what is it that can grab him and kind of bring him out of it? So, I'm just praying that he finds that thing that says, okay, I this is what I really want to do it. And is strong enough to help pull him out of what he's in.
We've got a couple of former NFL players on staff here who we talk to on a regular basis. I have a number of former NFL players who are friends of mine, and they've expressed concern going forward about the damage that they've done to themselves, CTE and things like that. Is that something you worry about at all?
I think all of us, everybody that's played the game, especially with the knowledge we know now about the game, all of us worry about that. And if you catch us in the right times at some of these events that we're all congregating at, we quietly speak about it. But it's something you have to live with. I mean, you try to deal with it. I know you watch yourself. You worry about things, little things that if you start forgetting things, you start worrying about. Forgetting things, and you share that with other guys, so that's just a natural reality for all the guys I think that play.
There's going to be a press conference today, I think less than an hour from now, where Eli Manning's going to announce his retirement. Obviously, we are very well aware of the highlights of Eli Manning's career as Patriots fans. A 16-year career, played a ton, Michael, but I'll tell you what, he's got a really... interesting, I guess might be the word, Hall of Fame candidacy. And as somebody who's in the Hall of Fame, I'm curious, what do you think of Eli Manning? Will he be a Hall of Famer?
And it's so funny. Everybody's asking this question. And we know the answer. I mean, we know the answer. He's a quarterback. He's a Manning. and he won two Super Bowl MVPs, and he got them not just winning with some other team, knocking off the greatest dynasty in professional sports, period. So, you know, and we can talk about leading the interceptions and everything. This is a quarterback. Check the numbers. There are more quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame probably than anything else. If I remember correctly.
Now, Michael, do you think he was ever...
Absolutely, he will be in there. You guys know he will be in the Hall.
Yeah, you're probably right, but he shouldn't be. Was he ever, in 16 years, one of the 3 to 5 best quarterbacks in an individual season?
No.
Okay. Case closed.
No, I understand the fight.
Okay.
I understand. Hey, and you got a strong left hook and right uppercut.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you. But yet and still, he's still getting in. And it's just what it, that's what it is.
I know.
He is still getting in. It is because he's a quarterback, and it's the position. Mm-hmm. And you can say what you will now. You say what you will. The two times he did do it, they were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
They were incredible. Give him credit for that. They were incredible. And he made the play when he had to make a play. And it was a special time to play. But yeah, outside of that, yeah. But he will be in the Hall.
Hall of Fame voting is always... Anyway. Is always sort
y'all,
of.
Y'all been arguing about this for quite a while.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. We started this argument years ago.
Yeah.
Probably 11 sometime. Hall of Fame voting is always kind of a touchy topic, whether it's Major League Baseball and steroids, and they have a much bigger voting body for the Hall of Fame. Football, it's much smaller. It's, you know, 48 men or whatever it is that goes into a room. Do you like the process for the voting for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Would you want to have a vote, maybe like the Heisman does with ex-winners? What do you think of the process?
I thought about this because, you know, there's a human element to it all. You know, because especially when I was getting ready to go in the Hall, and the bylines say you can't measure anything that happened off the field. I was like, yo, stick to the rules. Stick to the rules. But you know, no one sticks to those rules. You know, and those guys, they do carry some of the things with them and bring it into the voting process. But I do think that's probably one of the best. We can get a committee and give some players some committee of players, some input into it. But all in all, I think it should be where it is. And the writers, the historians of the game, who's in charge with moving the game forward, being able to have some say in that situation.
We'll talk more about the Super Bowl on our last visit of the season next week. But do you think America as a whole is happy that the Patriots aren't there?
Well, yes. That's, to even just say that, you know, Absolutely. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm just joking. You know they are, man. Let's stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop playing. You know, it's one thing to see people get up that mountain, and then it's another to say, oh, they didn't get it. You know, they didn't get it. And on the other side, that's one of the play, as we do storylines for Super Bowls, one of the things that I was even thinking about, we will, and it's always great to experience the first. There's nothing like the first. The first time you witness the baby walk, or the first time you walk, all of these firsts that we get witness. And we will get so many firsts in this Super Bowl. Whatever coach wins, we will watch his elation from the first time he has won, for the first time he's won a Super Bowl. Whatever quarterback wins, we will watch the elation of the first time he's ever. There's a lot of firsts in this. And the only way you can have a first is if them Patriots did you make it. Yeah, it's just what it is.
Michael, do you think they should get rid of the Pro Bowl, the game itself? Obviously, making it to the Pro Bowl is a great honor, but so many players decide not to go. Obviously, all of the guys that are in the Super Bowl can't go, and just it seems like every year it's a little bit less of even a football game. It's just a bunch of guys trying not to get hurt and going through the motions. Should they just get rid of it, or what can they do?
And getting rid of it is one thing, man. And I was never a proponent of that. I mean, I love playing in it. Well, and it makes me think of
hell. You got to coach in it,
right? Right. We must have been dummies, though. Think about it. how we would come over here and we would play hard. Man, let's go, we're going to win this game. The game got serious in the fourth quarter. We got to win this game. We were arguing and everything, going crazy. And, you know, just the Pro Bowl. Like, these guys, all these guys now, everybody, they're all friends. They hang out all week. And they have an understanding with when they get to the game, you know, and it shows. And I think it looks bad on a football field. But I just think it's amazing that we play so hard in Pro Bowls and how it has changed. But I don't know if you can ever get those guys back to playing that way in a Pro Bowl.
Michael, one of the guys with Patriots connections in the Super Bowl, Wes Welker, in his first year as wide receivers coach with the 49ers, and another ongoing debate we always have around here is a comparison between Wes Welker and Julian Edelman. I know this isn't a court of law, but I'm going to use you as an expert witness. Who's a better slot receiver over the course of his Patriots career, Wes Welker or Julian Edelman?
That's a great question. That's a great question. And they both did so many things similar. You know, it's similar. It's similar build, but it's similar physical skill set. Yeah, now what made them, I think, equal to what they are is the way they played the game shoulders up. And that's just a sense of timing. Everybody thinks it's all about, oh, I know how to get open. No, it's no, do you know when to be open? Do you know you are the third read? There's no need to rush down, take your time, and come open late when Tom is about to come back to you, and it times out perfectly, and then you could be almost unstoppable. And I think that's the thing that made those guys so tough and so great, that they understood the game on such a level that they understood the timing of it. And I think they were equally tough to defend.
So I'm not going to get you to pick one, huh?
Well, I'm just saying, you don't think they were equally both. Now, if you want to pull out one thing over the other, you can say that maybe Edelman plays with a little more fire. You know what I mean? If you want to get caught up in a foxhole and you don't know what's going on, man, maybe you better take Edelman with you because he got a little bit more fire in him. But a lot of them, both of them did the same things from that skill set standpoint.
Should Tom Brady wear another uniform before his career is out?
No, he should not, man. I don't care what you say. No, he should not. And it may be that thing that you enjoyed that made him so great. It's just tickling him to say, let's go see if we can do this something else. Let's go see if we can do something else. We did this. Nobody gave us credit. Nobody thought we can do this. Let's go show them again. It was the greatest asset in the world then, but you got to be careful not to make it a liability now, because that same thing that made him great is telling him this now. I just hope he doesn't listen this time.
We always appreciate the time. Have a good time at the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Yeah, I appreciate you too, guys. I appreciate you guys too. We'll talk Super Bowl. I know it's hard, but we'll talk Super Bowl.
I know.
I want to get you guys through this. Don't worry. That's what friends do.
Thank you, Mike.
Friends talk to friends and get them through this.
That's right.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Buddy.
Take care.
All right. Now.
That is the playmaker, Michael Irvin.
So his point, though, on Eli Manning making the Super Bowl or making the Hall of Fame is simply he's a quarterback. He won two Super Bowls. And his name's Manning.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of those things. Those are all real.
A quarterback winning two Super Bowls doesn't necessarily get you in. See Jim Plunkett.
Right, it shouldn't.
But if Jim Plunkett's last name was Manning,
I think he's in.
He's in.
Or if he plays for New York or the combination or whatever else.
I also think it's quite clear if he had a vote, he wouldn't vote him in.
Yeah.
He didn't say that, but
I don't think Peter King would yesterday. Now, Peter King said he's still kind of going back and forth on it, but Dale and I were both ready for the obvious, like, well, of course, you know, two Super Bowls, beat the greatest team in the 07, blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, because
he was never that good.
He was never, ever
that good.
No,
for two playoff runs, he was that good.
Yes, I know.
For those eight games, he was remarkable.
So, I said this the other night. It's different things, but, like, Sony Michel was really good last January.
He was. He had a great playoff.
But no one will care, because I know he's not a quarterback, but you can't just do a playoff
run.
Joe Flacco had arguably the greatest playoff run in history.
Right.
And I know he only did it once.
And Super Bowl MVP is, it is a great distinction. But league MVP is more of you were a dominant player for 16 games. You didn't have a one-off. Like, again, I think it's, you can look at the list of guys like Malcolm Smith that have won Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
It's not just necessarily the who's who. It's not like in the NBA, the finals MVP, with the exception of Cedric Maxwell, and probably Andre Iguodala, and maybe Chauncey Billups. Every other one of those guys is one of the all-time greats and is a Hall of Famer because it's a series. So it's multi. You can't just have one good game. Like, we've seen a lot of guys have one good game, and if it happens to be in the Super Bowl, like, God bless you, that's a great time to have a really good game. But if that's the number one thing that you have, I don't know, you need more of it. And you just, you can't let every quarterback in. Like, I get Irvin's point about, oh, there's a lot of quarterbacks, and there's more quarterbacks in there than any other position or whatever. Yeah, okay, and they're the marquee guys, but he was never the guy.
No, he was never even close to the guy. That's no. I've always had the ever consider you among the best at your job? No. Eli Manning is just a no. And I'm sorry, being like Mutt the other night was like, oh, there were times he was close to top five. Close to top five gets you in the Hall of Fame?
No, it close to top five? Because think about it. The two best quarterbacks are all pro. The top two, right? First team All-Pro, second team All-Pro. He was never that, nor sniffed it, nor robbed of it. He was a four-time Pro Bowler in 16 seasons. And we had a guy on Twitter, Dan, yesterday, do a great job of going back through two of the years that he made it. There was 11 quarterbacks went 1 year, and 1 year, 12.
Vince Young.
Yeah, Vince Young. Probably one of them. Jameis Winston. All these guys have been Pro Bowlers. So I look at the Pro Bowl thing and say, you need to go a bunch of times, especially for a quarterback. Like somebody was asking yesterday, well, is Philip Rivers better than Eli Manning? He never won a Super Bowl. I'm like, yeah, he is better.
I would definitely argue Philip Rivers is better. I would also argue he's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, sure.
Neither of them are worthy of the Hall of Fame.
I wouldn't fight for Philip Rivers to go in, but if one of them was to go in, I would say Rivers over Manning.
And you're
over
in
Manning.
An era where you don't have to force him in because he's a quarterback, right? You have Brady. You have Peyton. You have Rodgers. You have Breeze. You have Roethlisberger. The quarterback position from this era is already well represented.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He's not a Hall of Famer.
I agree completely.
I don't even think it's a great case, a great argument, unless you're a Giants fan.
It's a Giants fan thing, and it's being so hung up on the two-time Super Bowl MVP. And you know what actually also hurts his candidacy, I think, is Nick Foles. Because before, you could say the only guy to beat Belichick and Brady, and he did it twice. Nope. Nick Foles and Doug Peterson are on that list, too, so you're not that special.
A texter probably correctly calls me out. Says, Dale, if you follow those eight wins, Eli made plays, but he wasn't great for all eight games. His defense was.
That's also
true.
That's
fair.
We went through. They didn't score a lot of points. I think they scored, what did we say, over 25 points once in those eight games. So, yeah, it's a win is a win is a win, but I don't think Michael Strahan maybe had more to do with it. I think some, you know, OCU Manure had more to do with it. Some of those really good defensive players.
We've got a lot of stuff we're going to get to throughout the course of the day. Michael McCann is going to join us at 11:30. We'll talk about the surrender of Antonio Brown to the police last night. He spent the night in jail. He's already been bailed this morning. His hearing was at 8:30 this morning.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, I guess. The whole suicide smock thing puzzles me, but we'll get into that. The National Football League may have a potential public relations disaster facing them, and we found out about it this morning. We'll talk about that. We'll get to the calls with you guys, 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith, Andy Hart's in the house, and it's time to trend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now back.
Don't bleep and sugarcoat this, Arnold.
To Dale and Keith.
Why are we yelling?
This is WEEI.
You said that you would continue to play with the Saints as long as they would have you. Does that continue to be your mentality?
Yeah, absolutely. To me, it's been each one of these contracts, which I don't know how many it's been, you know, with the Saints. I played with them 14 years. But each one, it's not a matter of if it gets done, it's when. And, you know, obviously at this stage in my career, it's you know, not a given that I'm coming back every year. It's just, but when that time comes, then, you know, I'll always be a Saint.
Well, let's just say that the return of Drew Brees may be the second biggest problem.
What's the problem with it? Why? I think they want Brees back, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
why not? Gets a lot less attention than Brady. Right? The idea that he could be done there and move on, because they've been through it before.
They've got a bigger issue today. They have been taken to court, the New Orleans Saints have. The Saints actually are going to court to keep the... I'm reading from an AP story that just came out a few minutes ago.
Yes.
The New Orleans Saints are going to court to keep the public from seeing hundreds of emails that allegedly show team executives doing public relations damage control for the area's Roman Catholic Archdiocese to help it contain the fallout from a burgeoning sexual abuse crisis.
What?
I bet you they'd rather talk about Brees' contract.
Yeah, I would think God. So. NFL free agency.
So evidently, several people within the Saints organization, and Gail Benson is a devout Roman Catholic, Saints personnel, including the senior vice president of communications, Greg Bensel, used their team email to advise church officials on messaging and how to soften the impact of the archdiocese release of a list of clergy members credibly accused of sexual abuse.
It's not ideal.
Roger Goodell's got to be sitting on Park Avenue in New York now going, really?
And he's
the
thinking.
Week before the Super Bowl.
So
at least the
Wednesday,
aren't in it, I guess.
But Wednesday he'll do his state stadium, of the. Yeah. Although we've come to find out those are sort of hand-picked
those are
questions.
A sham.
Yeah,
he's not going to get any hard questions. There might be one in there that they take the mic from, so there's no follow up. So then he could do a long answer where he doesn't answer
right.
it.
Dances around for a while, thing. Says nothing.
Yeah, the ratings are up though.
Yeah. Now I will say one tie-in here was sort of joking. They would prefer to talk about Drew Brees. Is a very strong Catholic. Remember, he had that whole thing with the
was it a Bible thing?
He filmed like a video in their practice facility.
And weren't they super? Was it anti-gay? Or
yeah,
something?
There
and
was.
Then
a,
he got all tied up in that.
And he's like,
bad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I was like, just saying, bring your Bible to school day or
but
something.
It was pretty bad. Was it like conversion therapy? It was something
yeah.
insane.
There was something.
And you're like, what?
Sort of off the rails.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
he's tied into that whole yeah. world down there. But you know, this is and the Saints. You think about it. Weren't the Saints, they were running the Pelicans for a while. So if you right. worked for the Saints, you had to run the Pelicans, an NBA team, and you had to help out the clergy through a sex abuse scandal. They're really making you, your job description was pretty
this.
Wide, yeah. wide ranging.
I don't know about this one.
I mean, much of this case starts with a guy by the name of George Brignac, school teacher, deacon. He was removed from the ministry in 1988 after a seven-year-old boy, sorry, quote here, accused him of fondling him at a Christmas party. There were claims that Brignac abused several other boys. This is the guy that the Saints are trying to help message to soften the blow.
Yeah.
To soften the blow.
You don't want him
guy.
Taking a lot of heat. You want to really, you know, put it in a kind way.
I don't really understand why they're all tied up in this anyway.
Well, this is supposedly this is because they are so devoutly Catholic.
Okay.
They are trying to help the Archdiocese of New Orleans pattern and practice of concealing its crimes.
So can the team itself get in any trouble for
well,
this?
Well, here's the problem.
Like,
what happened was that the National Football League was advised by the plaintiff's attorneys because the Saints email uses the NFL.com domain.
Right.
All right. So,
they went to the NFL and said, just so you know, we're taking these guys to court.
This goes through you, so this is on your watch. Now, I don't think they could get in trouble. It's more of a bad PR look.
Horrible.
Certainly, it's not very saintly to do
this.
No,
it is not saintly. Thank you, Andy. It is not.
No.
I think it's
the opposite of that.
Standards first. Yeah.
But that's the way I think a lot of these teams that have different businesses, sometimes you're asked to do something for the other business.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bad look and bad timing. Goodell is going to be asked about it. He has to be asked about it. Even if they, you know, handpick the 10 questions next week. I mean, this is going to be one that has to be asked about. It's a national level, news level question, and it's a bad look for him. And then it's a bad look for the Saints and Drew Brees. They're going to have to talk about it, and it's just going to, I don't know where you go.
So dragging it back to more mundane football matters, here's where I have the Saints as part of my my chain conspiracy of quarterback movement.
QB right. parlay,
yes.
maybe.
Could, I mean, it could be.
Parlay partay.
There's a chance with all the free agents, it's got the potential to be NBA-like.
Yes.
Right? And with those all star players moving around.
Except they're all like 62.
A chance, I said. A chance.
Here's my parlay partay for quarterback movement in the NFL.
Shyam, you listening?
Philip Rivers has already moved to Florida, leaving. Well, he lived in San Diego, but played for the Chargers. So Philip Rivers gone to Florida. I think he's going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Boom.
All right, Philip Rivers to the Bucs.
Yep.
So the Chargers theoretically have an opening.
And we've talked about their need to sell tickets and PSLs. And
yeah.
Tyrod Taylor doesn't do
stadium.
That. Tyrod Taylor, T-Mobile? You don't put him on a billboard?
No. Nope.
Drew Brees signs with the Chargers.
Ooh, back to the
Things
Chargers.
Things are getting a little hot in New Orleans. I'm out of here.
They let him go, too.
So he goes to the Chargers. So now the Saints are saying, well, we could just sign Teddy Bridgewater. Or
sure.
We could use Taysom Hill.
Ugh.
But
who else is it?
That's probably not going to be the route we're going to go.
Probably another guy.
We're going to sign Tom Brady for the Saints.
What a love triangle.
So who's the Patriots quarterback?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Taysom Hill.
Haven't worked it out that far.
Restricted free agent Taysom Hill.
I don't want him.
No, you don't want him. Actually. I do not at all.
So Jameis Winston would be available.
I don't want him either.
He was in Tampa. And
very
he had
exciting.
Phil Rivers there. He could throw the ball around.
He's a playmaker for both teams.
He makes plays out there. It could happen. I wouldn't rule it out.
Tom Brady goes to a dome.
Tom Brady could
gets to play with Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
More. I don't have any weapons around
you got weapons.
Me.
And
you
Sean
weapons.
Payton
Sean
loves Tom Brady.
Now, one fly in the ointment here. Sean Payton, Bill Belichick are boys.
They are. They're pals.
Yeah.
So. But does your boydom say.
What's that?
I'm trying to
that's
make
not
up words
a thing
here.
At all.
Boydom?
So,
no,
so, does that mean I can't sign your free agent quarterback?
There's unwritten rules.
What if you don't sign your free agent quarterback?
Are Belichick and Vrabel boys or no? Because he's like
I don't think
a
as much.
Player. Okay.
I think
because they were
Belichick
pretty quick to sign
more,
Malcolm
yeah.
Butler after everything that
yeah,
happened.
Well, I don't know if Bill wanted Malcolm Butler back.
No, I don't think. Well, I think Bill wants Brady back, but at a certain price. So if that price is higher, then I think he'd say, all right, see you later, right?
But there's
and what
also,
if the Saints would be willing to pay?
What if the Saints are paying the same price but have a better opportunity? Dome, better weapons.
Oh, so if it's the same deal, Brady maybe takes
maybe
the
Saints.
Saints
say, listen, we can't break
sure. If I'm Tom Brady, what would be a more attractive? Now,
New Orleans.
There's a great
Ooh,
attraction
dirty,
to beginning and ending your career so in one place,
crazy.
All of that stuff.
Yeah. Right, but Drew Brees knows it.
Yeah. But just in terms of the talent around you, if you're Tom Brady, what would be a better landing spot
it's not
for
close.
You? Stay
New
here
right
or
now,
go to New Orleans?
Right now, it's not even close.
Two all-pro caliber weapons.
Yes.
Right? And a dome.
And the tight end that apparently you wanted.
Right. And a dome.
And
I'm
indoors,
and I get to play the Falcons in a dome.
Right.
All the games outside are southeast.
Say, and for everybody that says the AFC East is bad, well, the NFC South's not very good.
No.
Right? So you go in there, you get some cupcake games there a couple times
you're gonna
a year.
You're going to be one of the favorites to be back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I hope I can outsmart Matt Rhule.
Yeah, you might play one game all year where it's cold. And, oh, by the way, you're great when it's cold anyway.
Yeah.
Right? But you just... You can add more mileage, right? So if playing to 45 is still the goal,
yes.
2 years in room temperature conditions the whole time, that has to help.
Oh, I think there'd be a certain attractiveness to that
yeah.
for Tom
and,
Brady's
oh, by
career.
The, by the way, I think it's lower on his list, but I think it's on his list, finishing his career with more yards and touchdowns than Drew Brees. And if you bump Drew Brees out of there, which is just a pass-happy factory, you got Michael Thomas and Kamara, and you also, so you're already willing to move on and start maybe a new offense
yep.
or whatever. And now you're also, by the way, forcing Drew Brees to do the same thing. Hey, maybe you go play outdoors for a little while. See how that goes.
Yeah,
maybe
what
you
happens
have a better
first?
Chance of catching you.
What's the order of operations?
Well, the
here,
Saints man? Would have to not sign Brees in the next couple of months, first of all.
Right.
Because I think that's still likely.
And the Patriots
I think
would have to not
back,
sign Brady.
Which I think is likely.
Which has to happen quicker if you're trying to be financially sound.
I think Brady has a much better chance of making it to free agency than Drew Brees does.
Really?
Yes. I think Drew Brees will sign before the...
Even though Drew Brees is not in the same situation as Brady is where there's legitimate salary cap ramifications, correct?
Not Brady. That I know. Oh, like dead cap stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just think that with Brady, like Drew Brees got the 2-year deal that he wanted a couple of years ago, right? He didn't put into his contract, hey, you can't franchise me. Like it just, now we don't follow it as closely, obviously.
Right.
But I just feel like Brees and the Saints seem like a more stable marriage than just, the Patriots and the Brady.
Well, if we came back with, you know, I'll always be a Saint or whatever.
And like yeah, like it's not if, it's when we get yeah. the deal done. So I don't know, unless he's just completely...
Awkward conversation for Drew. You know how you said you'll always be a Saint? Yeah.
We didn't know Brady was available, so... Yeah,
I will say this is a developing hot take on my part.
Oh,
and when I first thought it up a couple of days ago...
Save it for high noon.
No, when I first thought it up a couple of days ago, I didn't know about the... Saints being involved in a sex scandal with the Catholic Church down there.
It happens.
That may make it a less attractive landing spot for a potential free agent.
I would also does it make it a bigger deal for the Saints to sort of bring Brady in and be like, hey, we're starting over, right? We have a new face of the franchise.
Although put all your attention over here. With the face of the franchise right. they have, right?
I think he's fine.
But he's tied into the Catholic Church.
And he stepped in it earlier this
Brady
year.
Brady kind of tied into the Catholic Church previously. Remember he went and sat at the Vatican and he's had a couple run-ins.
Yeah.
With the Pope or whatever there.
Run-ins is probably not the phrase I'd use, but meetings.
Use whatever you want to.
Call it whatever.
So let's play this forward, though. There's two more pieces to this, at least we've talked about. We don't know if they matter to Brady and the family. The TB12 business, we've posed all along. Is that a factor? How you can market? Does it increase the...
If that were the case, L.A. would be more attractive yeah. to Brady than New Orleans.
Nobody goes to New Orleans to eat avocados and live well.
No.
They go there to do the opposite.
Lifestyle. Oh, yeah. It's a much different kind of thing.
But you get smashed and eat whatever the hell they
Brady,
throw out there.
I also want to have, for however many years I have left, 2 years, 3 years, I want to have a legitimate
right?
chance
yeah.
to win. You have a much better chance to win in New Orleans than you do with the Chargers.
See, the Chargers, you have the Chiefs, which yeah. is the issue, but I also think, in general, the NFC might be stronger.
Yeah, there. Well, at least this year was. Yeah, there was definitely more Super Bowl contenders there than there is.
But that
the
changes
AFC.
So much year to
it
year.
Does, it
and
does
if we're moving
go.
Around three Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Well, all these quarterbacks
stuff,
could be on the move. A lot of teams could look very different next year, so yeah. that's kind of hard to say.
And does what's happening with the Giselle Brady family dynamic? Are they moving to Greenwich and he's commuting no matter
that's
what?
That's what I thought was going to happen.
That's what
anyway.
I kind of think.
There is no house in Greenwich.
So don't we need to make a New York team somehow a sneaky, like, Adam Schefter no. had the whole thing. There'd be this dark horse team, this, you
Giants?
Know, Scott Boras.
Joe Judge and like, the Giants?
Or the Redskins? I mean,
that's
somewhere
not a New York
where
team.
No, 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 but it's what do they call that in hockey? The Metropolitan Division?
They are
where
the Metro.
You're like a quick
they
train
are,
ride
they
away
are
from everything.
In the Metro, that's
so,
true.
If we're saying geography matters and they're moving to Greenwich and whatever's the fastest commute.
See, I think that's their forever house, quote unquote.
Right, but doesn't he want to see his kids?
Yeah, as much as he can.
So if I can go to Washington, right? Now I'm a quick boom, I can get to Greenwich quickly. What's the train ride or a helicopter ride?
You know, in the same way when that story came out about, you know, supposedly when Belichick had to trade Garoppolo, he inquired into the possibility of coaching with the Redskins. And I said, that's crap. He doesn't want to have anything to do with Daniel Snyder.
Wait, but
I don't picture Tom Brady saying, oh, yeah, let's go to Washington. We'll have a real chance to win there.
He
in
had
the
a
time
good
I have
he had mentor, Dwayne Haskins.
I was
gonna say, he had a good conversation with Mark Davis the other day.
Right. I mean, Mark Davis. I mean, are any of these really alluring
the
owners?
The Raiders have a better chance to win than the Redskins do.
Yes, they do. Not with Tom Brady.
Oh, please.
Tom Brady walks in, you
look
go to
at the
Super
people
Bowl. No, it doesn't matter.
Look at the people around.
You ever hear
it.
The Midas touch, Dale? It's the Brady touch.
Ooh, there's no be. Such thing.
Ting!
Turn around.
What happened this year, then?
Well, you know, it was a tough year.
They went to want hey, they won a division.
Right.
They won a division.
Well,
that's
they
not,
have been
that's
a Brady,
not an easy
the Brady
thing to do.
Touch should have been
I'll tell you what the Brady
further,
touch
right?
did. Gave you a lead against Miami Dolphins and said, you guys just don't screw... Boogeyman, where are you? Did you disappear now, Boogeyman? I gave you the lead. We're going to have a bye week until you sucked.
They sucked so bad. So bad.
Right. Brady can't overcome the boogeyman.
No. That's well, not his.
Can't overcome Daniel Snyder either.
Wasn't his job to guard Mike Gesicki.
Right.
Jeez.
Wow. I thought we had the defensive player of the year. Why is he getting dominated by Devontae Parker?
Torched.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We will give you, when we come back, the six stipulations that Antonio Brown was given when he was granted bail this morning. Because I think at least one of those six are going to prove to be problematic.
Oh, boy.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Now back to Dale and Keefe, WEEI.
Today's Antonio Brown update.
Antonio, do you want to say anything?
I've advised him not to right now.
He's innocent of these charges.
And now that'll be up to a judge to decide. Former Patriot Antonio Brown, donning turquoise pants and a matching blazer, seen here turning himself into a Florida jail last night after accusations he and his trainer attacked a moving truck driver at his home. Shortly after, an arrest warrant had been issued for the NFL free agent, who's set to face a judge this morning for a bond hearing.
So early this morning, after spending the night in jail, Antonio Brown appeared at a bond hearing in front of a judge. Here are the six stipulations.
Six?
Six stipulations that got Antonio Brown out of jail.
Let's see how he's going to do here.
$110,000 bond.
He can,
he
can do that. Well, if he can do that, he probably should have paid
the four,
grand
he probably should have paid earlier.
What was cheaper, paying the $4,000 or the $110,000?
It was in hundreds of dollars for some of the previous cases we saw in the Klemko story.
Yeah. Monitored by a GPS.
Two.
So that you can just, all right.
Maybe he can outrun it, though.
So is that like an ankle bracelet type of deal? All right, is he one of those?
He'll try to take it off.
He will release his passport.
Three.
He had no choice. He's already done that. Yeah, he apparently does, and he already had to give it up.
Okay.
He will release his guns.
Excuse me?
How many guns does he have?
I don't know.
You know what he needs?
I'll tell you how many he should have.
He should get a sword.
No.
You don't need ammo.
To do what?
Damage.
I don't know. Slice.
But you also got to get a lot closer.
Right.
Yeah, but he's quick. He'd probably be really good with a sword.
What if he like hits the wall to confine space?
So he has a bunch of guns. All right. So
here, are the two that I think are going to cause problems.
I feel like I know where this is going.
Number five. Brown will go through drug and alcohol testing. That's number five.
I think he's clean.
I think he's. I think it's more a mental case upstairs.
No. I think he's clean and crazy.
I do too.
If you listen to the 911 call from the truck driver who basically said he was smoking right in front of me, he's high as a kite.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't considered marijuana.
I know, because I don't really consider that a drug either. But like,
what are the rules in Florida?
I don't know the answer.
But that is sort of a weird one.
Michael McCann answer those.
Like, just like, oh, you got to get like drug tested because like, what a huge difference! Like, what a huge difference! So now like marijuana and like meth are on the same level in that case, or like alcohol. Like he's over 21. He can have a few pops, and I guess he can't. Now that's part of the deal.
All right, so here's what.
But like, did alcohol even come into? It's not like he got busted for a DUI, and they're like, now we gotta alcohol test you. Like he's just idiot, and he wouldn't pay $4,000, so now he can't drink a beer.
I didn't set the stipulations.
No, but
the judge did.
But I'm saying, like,
tell it to the judge.
Isn't that an odd thing? Yeah, and we don't really know him to be much of a drinker, so that may not even be a problem.
Here's what the truck driver said on the 911 call.
Broward County Regional Communications, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a situation here. I'm making a delivery. I'm a truck driver. I'm making delivery. And the guy is high, he smoked, he threatened me, he's trying to fight, he throws stones in my truck.
So, and it goes on from there, but and at one point later on in the call, he says, he was smoking right in front of me.
And is he talking about A.B.?
Or is he talking about Holt? Not Glenn Holt?
Yeah, it appears that A.B. was the focus. But here's the sixth and final stipulation that I think is going to cause problems.
I like where this is going.
Brown will get a mental health evaluation.
Let's see, I thought you were going to say he would have to stay off Instagram.
That's what I thought. I thought they were going to take
no
his cell phone and
no
all social media.
He stays off Instagram.
He according to the judge, is required to get a mental health evaluation. Now, this comes basically 24 hours after the mother of three of his children said on Instagram that Brown needs to get a mental health.
So what is
needs to seek mental health?
Do we know
treatment.
What that entails? I'm not trying to be funny. Like, is it a Rorschach test? Is it like how deep does this go?
I assume it's deeper than that.
Okay,
this will be relatively in depth, I would think. And this is what everybody's asked for. Drew Rosenhaus was obviously.
And then
Rosenhaus,
if he does this, maybe he'll get back on board with him.
Here's my issue: isn't I think it would be great if he did that. I think he needs it. I think that it would be a step on the road to recovery for him. I don't think he's going to do it. We're talking about a guy who basically stiffed a judge when he was supposed to give a deposition earlier, and then when he went into the deposition, finally. By the way, when he went to jail last night to turn himself in, he shows up with his lawyer, fine, in his entourage, not so fine.
Yeah, that's odd.
He goes into he goes into the police station. He comes back out a few minutes later. the lawyer has to come back outside and basically talk him into going back in.
Yeah, he just thought he needed to show up and then, right. Like, guys, see, I'm here.
I turned myself in, now I'm back out.
Like, nope, that is not how any of this works. Antonio, you got to get back
in
here.
Night, that means everybody's gone home. You got to spend the night here.
Did he have to take his suit off, I would imagine? He can't be wearing a suit in there.
Yeah, no.
I think that's going to be the issue.
But he has to do it, Dale. This isn't a deposition in a civil case.
We're talking about a guy who doesn't care what he has to
do. You can have your big cojones until the judge says, you do this or you're going to jail, and we don't even have to go down the road of what you did to the truck driver. You're in contempt of court or whatever. Right. You're going to jail.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's
you got to do it.
There's no choice here.
And I think he will, because remember the last time when he was doing the thing in the deposition, they really threatened him. He said, okay, I'll do it again. I'm sorry. And he kind of backed down.
He's a child.
When he realizes there are actually going to be ramifications to his actions, I think he snaps to it for a minute.
I don't think he cares.
Well, then he's going to jail and his career's over.
That's it.
If he says, I'm not doing it, he's going to jail.
His career's already over.
I don't think it is. Too good.
With all this stuff, though, I don't see a team.
America loves a redemption story.
They do. No, they love a redemption story.
He didn't do anything that was the rape aside. If that can be proven, this is a whole different ballgame.
I was going to say that. But right now, that's not his issue.
In the recent era, recent time span, he didn't do anything that crossed the line of not going back.
He's so hot and cold, and a team brings him in. You don't know, is he going to show up that day? Is he going to wear the right helmet? Is he going to burn his feet off? Is he going to text somebody that's accusing him of something?
What if he gets medicated?
I think
if he's crazy and he goes on the right medications.
Maybe, but it's still a risk. Like, you know,
America is more open-armed to mental health issues than ever before.
I mean, that video though that he posted with his kids there screaming at the cops, that is a hard thing.
And then
he
watches that on camera while Oprah asks him about it, and he cries. And
he's
going
to have to go on Oprah.
Finally turned his life around.
A texter points out about the drug and alcohol testing. When you're out on bond, you need to stay out of trouble, or else they'll rearrest you pre-trial.
Okay.
That's the reason the judge always stipulates no drugs or alcohol. It's to keep you out of situations where you might get into trouble.
All right, that makes sense.
So the judge says, hey, listen, no drinking, no drugs, and we're going to test you to make sure. Well, he'll screw that up, too.
I'd be like,
if the judge really wants to keep him out of situations that get him in trouble, then Rich is right.
Yeah.
Instagram and social media should have been a stipulation.
We're changing your passwords.
That's half of his problems in life.
If they told me I could have a beer, I'd be like, give me a Wizenator. Find me one of those things.
Just cuff me now, Judge. I can't do it. I'm not capable.
Worth it, sir. I'm sorry.
We will update the legal ramifications with Michael McCann, who will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we always joke about every time we talk to him, something will happen. We'll need to talk to you again and get your expertise.
Mark Guy, what's his name?
I don't know the
Gritty.
Name. That's my
his name's
point.
Gritty.
My point is,
once
there's somebody
the suit
inside
on,
the
Dale,
puppet.
You
he's not a puppet.
Gritty. He's not a puppet. He's a mascot. He's a character. He's a 6'6" mascot.
There you go. There's some human being inside that thing.
But as a puppet, he could get off.
But like, you don't say, hey, there goes Daniel Day-Lewis, an actor. No. He becomes Abraham Lincoln. He becomes Billy the Butcher.
He doesn't.
He does. You have to call him Abe Lincoln on set. You have to.
Gritty is a method actor.
Yes.
Okay.
He's Gritty.
I would follow Gritty into a battle in the bowels of hell.
Look at this. Nice shime chime here.
Have we seen any video
Gritty guy,
of the incident?
Have we seen the video? No, because
it doesn't exist.
Because he didn't do it.
There's no way he punched the kid in the back as hard as he could.
No, he punched him in the head, yet it bruised his back.
Yeah.
Story's full of holes, guy.
No, right. This
full
is as bad
guy.
As the pool, the Super Bowl pool kidnapping.
They wanted like tickets or something. First of all, he wanted an apology from Gritty. He wanted mascot apology. The
Gritty's
mascot
doesn't talk.
No, I know he doesn't.
He doesn't talk.
So it'd be more of a written apology.
Kind of skates
around. We assume he doesn't write
bit.
Either.
He couldn't type it with those hands.
He's a big fella, though. What do you think he is?
He's a human.
No, Gritty?
Well,
something
this
went
is
wrong.
Where I'm on Dale's side.
Poor experiment. No. But what is he? So like the mascot for the Bruins is a bear.
Right.
Gritty is a.
Well, what is a flyer?
Not what
I don't know, like
is.
A pilot? What do you tell me? Is he a pilot? Is Gritty a pilot?
Gritty,
no, I don't
Gritty
think
is a
no.
Muppet.
He's a Muppet?
He's an evil Muppet.
He's like Happy Time Murders Muppet.
Nondescript like creature.
What?
Right?
He's a nondescript creature?
Yeah.
There's gotta be some sort of descript. Shyam, you're a big Gritty guy. What's Gritty?
Gritty is a type of monster.
Monster. Yeah, he's just a monster. He's a monster. He lives under your bed,
he's
that
like,
kind of
he's
thing.
Like
big
animal.
Googly eyes.
He's like huge eyes.
Yeah,
he's like Animal the Muppet. He's like that,
right? Yeah. But if you're the Flyers, you don't want to tie it in because now you'd have to pay royalties to.
No. You made up your own monster.
Yeah, no, totally different than the Muppets. Totally different.
Well, no,
I mean, it kind of looks like a Muppet.
Isn't Animal a dog?
No,
I thought Animal was a dog.
I don't think so.
From the Muppets?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What else is he?
He's a monster.
Creature.
He's not a creature.
How? Why is he not a creature? He's just like Gritty. Okay. They're all creatures.
Yeah, Gritty looks like Animal's like older cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Animal's just a monster. You're right.
A little crazy.
Yeah, he's a little loose.
A little AB-ish.
A little off.
He's AB as a mascot.
I mean,
but
I think he's innocent. Gritty does look like Animal. I mean, if they ripped off a Muppet.
I bet you they don't agree.
If you ripped off a Muppet, this was the Muppet you ripped off.
Yes. The Animal's much thinner. He's more stringy.
Whoever designed it is claiming.
He's also much shorter.
Never seen the Muppets.
No.
What's
Animal's not 6'6".
It's like comparing Andy Hart to Zidane O'Chara.
It is. Little guy, big guy.
Are we height shaming here?
Yeah. We're painting a picture.
And we need less brush for me.
Yeah, right.
Now, I have to admit that when I spoke to Michael McCann yesterday to ask him if he could join us today, I neglected to mention to him about the Gritty aspect of the interview.
Sure,
I said, can we talk about, you know, Antonio Brown? Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I left out, well, and can you break down the Gritty arrest?
He might have a Gritty take.
He probably does.
He probably does. He got to be up on this stuff.
I mean, this is the Gritty sports law world colliding.
Can you imagine, though, if they had to take him to court and Gritty was standing there next to his lawyer?
His
they go through the whole process.
Just nodding and shaking
his
head.
Tell the truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. Like, you're not going to get much out of him there, Your
Bring
Honor.
In Tom Cruise to break him like he did Jack Nicholson.
Got a nod.
You're goddamn right, I punched that guy.
That's about it. He can shake his head.
Very
that's
quickly it. Here, two things that are going to drive Keith crazy, and that's why I'm doing it. Teddy Bruschi tweeted out out an hour ago a picture of the Patriots trying to take down Eli Manning in the Super Bowl, and he just wrote hashtag respect.
Oh, my God.
I told you it was going to drive you crazy.
Oh, my God.
The video is on the screen right behind you as we speak, Dale. Get used to seeing it.
So David Tyree is able to pin a ball against his helmet, and that makes Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
No.
It doesn't.
So Tom Brady just tweeted out,
oh, boy.
Congratulations on your retirement and a great career, Eli. Not going to lie, though. I wish you hadn't won any Super Bowls, which I actually kind of like.
Hashtag still here.
You can, yeah, right. I started before you. And
I'll end after you.
Yep, not
and
bad.
I've always been better than you.
Always.
Except
never
for those
a question.
Two damn days.
Well, there were two games specifically where he did get the better of them. That is just so frustrating. Yeah. So frustrating. Of all people.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Eli will have his retirement press conference in a little while. I'm sure ESPN will carry it live.
Yeah, they have a SportsCenter special going on right now. Eli Manning retirement news conference.
Yeah,
SportsCenter special.
I've already seen the setup in their practice dome and the big background and Eli memorabilia and his jersey
already
framed.
Is it real memorabilia or fake memorabilia?
Oh, see, you had to go there. You just can't let the
Boom!
Guy ride off into the sunset.
Boom!
617-779-7937. Andy Hart's in the house from WEEI.com. It's Dale and Keefe. And again, Michael McCann will join us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll break down the six stipulations for Antonio Brown's bail that were required by a judge this morning and what kind of difficulties those are going to pose for Antonio Brown moving forward. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.